Hi, this is Taylor.
And Cameron.
And you're listening to the Black Maid and Deputy podcast.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's going on, everybody? This is Marcus, and I'm here with my lovely wife,
Shira.
And we would like to welcome you to another episode of the Black Married and Debt-Free podcast, a special Father's Day episode. Happy Father's Day to all the brothers out
yes.
there.
Yes.
Shira, how are you doing on today?
I'm doing well. And happy Father's Day to you.
Thank you, Shia. I really appreciate that.
As you already know, you are an amazing dad.
Oh, come on, Shia. Thank you.
You know, and we definitely appreciate you in this household. And hopefully today you felt appreciated.
I sure did, Shia. Thank you so much for those words. You know, words of affirmation is my love language, as you know. So I truly appreciate that. Yeah, you guys, you know, woke me up. I smelled bacon in the morning, you know, can't beat that. You know, y'all cooked for your boy, and man, it was great. Thank you so much, Shia. And then we got to spend time with, you know, family and stuff like that, and, you know, it was just really good. So, yeah, it was great. Great Father's Day.
Yes.
Well, you know, it's not so great, Shia, you know, so that's some good news, but really, there's not much good going on in the U.S. economy today.
Marcus.
Well, you know, we've seen better days, but we're going to talk about what's going on. We're going to kind of do a little update on the housing market, seeing as many of you, you know, have questions, you know, about when is this market going to shift, what's going on. So we're going to just kind of give you an update and let you know what's going down.
Right. And also the feds increased the interest rate. I believe it was on Wednesday by 0.75, like a whole 0.75.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the biggest hike since the early 80s. It's lit right now. And like we've shared on a few podcasts ago, you know, they're doing this to try to quell the momentum, quell spending and borrowing money. In an effort to slow down inflation.
But I'm not seeing it yet.
Oh, I ain't seen it yet.
Biden.
Yeah.
I'm not seeing it yet.
Yeah.
It's, you know, things are going up.
Yes.
You know, I was recently looking at our budget and almost everything has increased. Man. And so.
Everything except the income, am I right?
Oh, Lord.
It's not increasing at the same rate, that's for sure.
Oh, it's definitely not.
Yeah, so, I mean, everyone's tightening their belt. I'm sure many of you listening, you may, you know, be like, hey, I'm not even listening to no financial podcast right now because y'all ain't got nothing good for me. But, you know, we're all in this together. We're all tightening our belts. One thing I think is key, Shire, is to just stay informed. You know, you want to stay informed. You want to know what's going on because there may be opportunities even in the midst of, you know, potential recession. But we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the housing shakeup, Shire. And this is an article that we actually a podcast that we listened to on NPR, short snippet. But they highlighted some interesting things going on with the housing market. So let's get into it. So you mentioned the Fed increased the interest rate. They've been doing that. And
yeah, one of the stats that they pointed out was that since the new increases, it has knocked roughly 18 million Americans out of kind of the housing game. You know, yeah. Folks that were looking to purchase a house are no longer eligible. And so they determined this using an example of a $400,000 mortgage.
Yeah.
So assuming that, you know, a person is looking for a mortgage less than that, then obviously they don't fit the criteria for this statistic.
Right.
But seeing as the housing prices have increased, $400,000.
It turned into the median, Shire. I had just saw something recently that said like the average home was in the $400,000 range.
Wow.
And so
that would be a good deal in our area where we currently stay.
Yep.
And so they say that that's a 36% reduction in the number of households who could qualify for that $400,000 mortgage since the start of this year.
Yeah. So to begin this year, about 50 million Americans will qualify for that and would be able to afford a mortgage at that rate, at that number. But then when they heighten the interest rates, what that essentially does is it doesn't necessarily change the $400,000 mortgage, but now you're paying more per month in interest. So now it affects your debt to income. So you no longer qualify just simply because they raise the rates, which in essence raises your payment, your monthly payment. And so it knocked, you know, millions of Americans out of that. And it's unfortunate.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. It's definitely unfortunate because if you're in the market to buy a home and then suddenly you're out of the market because of the interest rate increases, then that might mean that you would have to continue to rent. Ooh. Or you just say, you know what, I can't afford to buy a home now, but let me just look for something to rent that's better than where I'm staying currently.
Right.
And so when you go and look for a place to rent, you'll find, you know, that rents have also increased as well.
Yes, sure. So this podcast also highlighted that, you know, 15.3% increase in rental income since January. So from January to current, and it's showing that it may go higher.
And that's actually
not January to current. It's the past 12 months. So 15% rental increase over the past 12 months.
Yes.
According to researchers from a popular apartment listing website called Apartment List. So that's 15% nationwide, but it's even been higher in some areas such as San Diego, Louisville, and Miami. So San Diego, 20%.
I've been seeing Florida on the news.
Florida is lit.
Yeah.
Miami is up 28% in rental, rental prices. So.
Right. So it's definitely getting tough out there.
Yeah.
And I know I was talking to someone recently who was looking for a place to stay.
Yeah.
And they were talking about how certain places were basically allowing people to move in based on, you know, basically the highest bidder, you know. Ooh. So who would offer, you know, the most money, you know. And so it was not just like not just the sticker price.
Right.
You know.
And Shire, what another individual shared with us is that the long waiting list. So, you know, these apartments, you might get on the waiting list and you might not be able to get in to some of these apartments till the end of the year, you know, or in the winter time or something like that, you know. So it's lit right now. People need places to live. And so it's just, it's been crazy. And Shire, so I get this question a lot, you know. I've gotten it actually recently. So what are you guys doing? You know, so what do you guys think of the market? And it's like the Fed literally accomplished what it sought out to do. We're frozen. We literally are just frozen. We're not actively, we can't buy anything because the rates make the margins not really good for us right now. Right. So you're kind of in just a holding pattern until the rates drop. And I feel like that's kind of what everyone's doing right now.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. And also when it comes to us, Marcus, if we could rewind like, Oh my goodness. Like it, maybe 10 years
yeah.
or so. When we purchased a condo, our condo was purchased at 6%. Wasn't our interest rate 6%?
Interest rate. Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Yep. But see, the prices were low.
Yes.
So that was when we bought a condo for, oh Lord, I forget the exact number, but it was around
$86,000.
Yeah, around $86,000. But it was 6%. 6% so my thing is just that, you know, we have to remember that this is not the first time
yeah.
that this happened. But see, the interest rate was around 6% and the housing market had crashed and prices went down.
Yes.
You know, so, yes. But anywho, but here we are today. And yes, the rates are going up.
Yeah. So, Shar,
they're probably going to continue to go up, but there will be a time when it comes down.
Yeah. Well, so, I mean, is that the Fed's, is that the ultimate goal is to bring prices down again? And when they do come down, will they eventually lower the interest rates? It's like, so I know that they're using this as a tool to pause inflation. But when will they at what point will they say, you know, now's a good time to reset? Because what this is going to do, this is essentially, if you look at new builders, they've been, so the Fed adjusts the interest rate, people immediately stop buying, stop shopping. So now new builds have to stop, construction workers are being put out of business. You're seeing layoffs, massive layoffs at mortgage websites like Realtor.com and others.
Well, that makes sense, though, to me. Okay. That makes sense that there's layoffs happening at those mortgage sites because there was a period in time when people were refinancing right. to get those lower interest rates. And once the interest rate goes up, there's not a need. Well, not that there's not a need, but you won't see people doing refinancing right now.
Right.
You know, so there's...
Because it's too expensive.
Yeah. It's there's,
too expensive.
Yeah. So I get that.
So what is the Fed's ultimate goal? Like, at what point would they say, all right, it's kind of good. Let's go ahead and drop those rates again. Because they're going to kick us into a recession with this. We're seeing that. When you start having mass layoffs and just stuff like that, they're going to kick a recession, you know.
So when are they going to say we're no longer going to increase the interest rate? I'm not sure, but I think that the rate could continue to go up because this is not the first increase. I think is this the second?
This year, this is number three for this year.
Okay.
It did 0.5, 0.5, and then 0.75.
0.75. So, yeah.
Whew.
You know, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know when they'll say, you know, okay, enough is enough.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not sure.
Yeah. And so another question that I get asked often is, will this bring the prices down eventually?
Oh, we are of yet to see that. We are of yet to see that. Yeah. I mean, you will see some homes on Zillow. You'll see, you know, price decrease.
Yeah, but there have been definitely some
you
price
know,
decreases.
10K or 20K or whatever.
Yeah.
But has it impacted all of the real estate market to where all of the prices are down? No.
No.
And right now, I would say my prediction is that prices, I don't know, prices may drop a little, but because there's so little inventory.
Right.
There's right. so little inventory. I don't know.
It's not like there's a surplus of homes that are just sitting out there and it's like, man, we got to drop these just to get somebody in them. No, we're the few people who are out shopping are literally fighting for the handful of homes
right.
that are available.
Right, because if someone sells their home, they have to find another place to live.
Right.
You know, so they're getting out into a crazy market.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, that won't change. The Fed may adjust the interest rate, but they can't make more homes. You know, like the demand is still there. So I don't see the homes prices dropping. They may level off.
Yeah.
But they would only drop if there were more homes than there were shoppers. And that's not what we have going on here. So,
yeah. And my personal prediction, I haven't read this anywhere.
Come on, Shy, break it down.
But my personal prediction is that the rates will decrease, you know, when we get close to the reelection.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, right now, I think people are not happy.
No.
especially with our gas prices. I mean, we're over $6 where we are. I'm not sure where you are in the country, but it's really bad. There's been formula shortage.
Yeah.
You know, shortage on feminine hygiene products.
Medication. I'm seeing shortage on, like, you know, certain types of Advil. And, yeah, man, it's just.
Oh, that was it. You talk about the recall?
No, no, not the recall. Just.
Okay.
Yeah, just medications or shelves are pretty low.
Okay.
When going to
CVS. Yeah, and so I think that politically, when it's, you know, time for reelection, then the president or whoever is in office will take certain steps to make people feel more secure and, and, you know, more happy, you know. So that's just my prediction that when it, but see, we're already, what, 2 years or so into a presidency. So,
and I don't want to get too political at all.
I'm not trying to be, but
I know, but it just seems like
my guess. I'm not. I don't know. Yeah, it's just my guess.
But it just seems like in the interviews I've heard, he's very like, I don't know. He doesn't seem like he can do anything. It just seems like we got to hope for the best and this and that.
Pray,
and wishful thinking and prayer and all this. And I'm like, man, there ain't nothing you could do. You know what I'm saying? But hey, like I said, we ain't gonna go too far on the political tip, because maybe, you know, somebody listening that's like,
I really hope that the feds know what they're doing.
Yeah,
you know. And we just have to write it out. The increasing interest rate, it did knock everybody out of the housing market, but it did knock a lot of people out. And then also, I don't like saying knock people out, that just didn't sound very kind, but but also say you were to purchase a house now, and maybe in a few years when interest rates are lower, you may have the opportunity to refinance.
There you go.
So that's the other thing, is that get in now. Say prices do drop. Yeah. So you get in on a drop and then refinance when you have the opportunity to do so. Would it make sense for you?
And Shire, I'm a big proponent of just get it today. Don't wait. It's going to be more. Something's going to happen. Like, just get it today. Like, me and Shire, maybe we'll talk about more about this on another episode, but we gotta replace an AC, an HVAC unit, AC unit on one of our rentals, and it's just like, your guy gives us the estimate. Yeah, do you want to just do it today? Because in 2 weeks the estimate might be more. Like, in 2 months, who Lord knows what it's gonna be. Let's just do it today. And the same with houses, it's just like, yeah, I mean, maybe get it now, Shire. I mean, we don't know, you know.
It has to make sense
you
for your budget.
Yeah,
you don't want to be house poor.
That's a good point.
Just to have something.
Yeah.
Or you get something that you really don't like, and then end up with buyer's remorse. Ooh. And, you know, maybe a house that could be harder to sell later on. If, you know, say you do buy it and then interest rates go up again, the house might be harder to sell in the future if it's not something that you want. So,
I
definitely agree. Now is always the best time, but, you know, you want to make sure that it makes sense for you, for your family, for your budget.
Well, Shire, let me ask you this, because I talked about this on one of my quick casts, which I know, you know, full disclosure, Lord. Y'all, Shire don't be listening to my, she don't be listening
Marcus,
to my quick
cast. Marcus, I hear
you
talk all the time. I live with you. I can predict what you have said. Go ahead, though.
But let me ask you, Shire. So what are some solutions, not just for what's going on with the housing market, but just for the times we're in? I want you to share what you think some of the solutions are, you know, to the economy, to high gas prices, to all these things. You know, what would you share with somebody that's like, man, I mean, I had all these plans to do this and that, do investing, and I was just getting ready to start implementing some of the things you all talk about, and now look at the economy and I can't really do that. What would you say to them? You know what I mean?
I'll
let you think about it.
Well, if I had the answer to that, I'd be running for president in 2024. This is how we're going to fix it. You know, but at the same time, you need to continue forward with your plans.
Okay.
You know, if you can.
Yeah.
Things that I'm thinking about are making sure that I have an emergency fund, because we are starting to see layoffs, and it depends on the industry you're in. Some folks are, you know, very secure in their industry and they don't have to worry about a layoff. And then some, it's just like, you know, I'm in finance, or I'm in, you know,
right.
I work at, you know, anyway, I'm not going to call any companies out, but you know, just making sure that you have some emergency savings.
There you go.
Because you don't, you want to make sure you can make those housing payments. You need to make sure you can make those mortgages and, you know, your rent payments.
Yeah.
And then also cutting back a little bit. You know, I, like I said earlier, I was looking at our budget and I was like, oh my goodness, everything has gone up. Gas has gone up. Look, look at me. We have pest control. Mm-hmm. We live by a creek and
kind of like a new construction,
you know, so it's just like, I don't really do bugs, but I mean, even they went up and I'm like,
they went up.
It made me start thinking like, do I need to do my own pest control? Right. Is it worth this? But I don't play with spiders. I just can't. Anything that crawls, I'm going to have to just, you know, suck it up and pay it, you know? But, so for me, it's just like, okay, well, I can't necessarily move the way that I've been moving and being as carefree because things are changing, you know? So,
yeah. And sorry, I mean, that just shows how really in lockstep we are, because that was the same thing I shared, you know, getting back to the basics, you know, that stuff that was not as fun, you know, cutting back expenses, budgeting. It's like the fact that you're looking at your budget, like I thought we had graduated to a place where it's like, I mean, come on, man. Like, we're going to have enough to cover everything. You know, we ain't really got to do that no more. But no, even in times like this, even if you think you're good, you got to go back and look. You got to make sure, man, we overspending here. Okay, man, we might have to adjust this there. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing to be embarrassed about, because you need to go back and get yourself on a budget, or you need to go try to cut back on some things. You know what I mean?
Right. And it was just,
you just got to.
Yeah. It's but it's not even to, it's just the awareness.
Yes.
It's just the awareness that, okay, this is what I'm bringing in. And now gas is costing me
double.
It feels like double. Oh double. My good. It feels like it.
Man.
And it's so expensive. And, you know, we're lucky that one of us can work from home. And it's just like, what's going to happen? You know, anyway, I'm not going to go down a rabbit hole. And I don't want nobody else to go down a rabbit hole either.
Right, right.
So, but just having the awareness of how the inflation is impacting you, because it is impacting everybody.
Yes.
You know, so just for me, it was definitely just that, okay, increased awareness.
Right.
Maybe we do need to eat at home. And go out for dessert, you know?
There you go.
So, I don't know.
So, we hope that we, you know, share something with you. I'll say this, you know, in a time like this, we're gearing up. Most economists are saying we're in the early stages of recession, heading towards a recession. So, this is, think of this as like when you're on that airplane. You know what I mean, Shai? You're on that airplane. You're going where you're trying to get to. And there, you're going through a storm. And pilot gets on the intercom. Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be going into a little bit of turbulence, so go ahead and buckle up, and we're gonna get you through this, and we should be out of this pretty soon. You put your seatbelt on, you put your tray up or whatever they tell you to do, and you go through this turbulence. You know what I mean? The plane may shake a little bit, may kind of do a little something. But eventually you get through it. You know, that's what this is. That's what I want you to think about. Buckle your safety belts. It's going to be a bumpy ride, but we're going to get through this on the other side.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So hopefully you guys enjoyed this, Shai. You got any last thoughts on anything we talked about today or anything you want to talk about?
Okay.
Shai hates when I put her on the spot like this.
No.
Yeah.
It's just, this inflation is crazy. This housing market is crazy. Lit. But just, you know, having, you know, an awareness of how it's impacting you and what you might need to adjust to get through it. But we're going to be all right.
We're going
to
be all right.
As you were saying.
Absolutely. So we hope you enjoyed this episode. We're going to holla at y'all on the next one. But before we get out of here, do us a huge favor and leave us a 5-star review on whatever platform you're listening to us. We really appreciate it. And when you do that, after doing that, roll over to your email and give us an email at blackmarydebtfree@gmail.com and let us know that you left a 5-star review, and we're going to respond with a gift for you. So we will holla at y'all on the next episode. Peace.
Bye.